And now.
It's the Mickey Dolan, the Davy Jones Show, featuring the great Rollin' Hits of the Monkey!
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
See for bye bye.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do something else.
Okay. Dave? Dave?
What?
Where did he go?
Scared
me to death down there. And doesn't it get a little cold close there to the ground? I've often wondered that. You get dust in your eyes and
yes, you get a lot of dust.
No more short shirts.
Okay.
No, so, wait, one more short shirt. Is it true you can do chin-ups on a curb?
There's not much I haven't done on a curb, I can tell you.
I think that was rude to hear it. You agree? Is it true you can walk under a friendly mat with silks?
No more short jokes, okay? You think it's funny? You think it was funny? Like today, outside, you're the guy with the dog, the whole thing.
Oh, don't come out there.
Yeah. The guy with the dog, when he had the sandwich in the bag and tried to get a piece, what did you say to the guy when he did?
Good thing, the dog just tried to grab some of my sandwich.
So what did you say to the guy?
That the sheriff threw your dog at there.
What did the guy say?
Okay.
So what did you do?
Threw the dog across the street.
How could you do a thing?
Oh, it's easy. You just pick them up by the leash.
Let me just do something else, okay?
Some questions?
Yeah, do the questions.
Okay, who should I do?
I don't know. Do
Lassie. This show is going to the dog.
I'm so going
to the dog. Okay, Ed Donovan.
You dirty
rats. Tonight we're going to
have a
real big
show.
Oh, you're confused. You're confused. You didn't James Cagney. You said Ed Sullivan.
Doing Ed Sullivan.
No.
James Cagney doing Ed Sullivan.
Do something real and stop messing about.
All right, I'm going to do Clark Gable in Gone with the Wind.
I don't give a shit.
Wait a minute. That's not the funny part yet.
You got to look at yourself in the mirror when you're over here.
So weird. Frankie, Sean, I don't give a damn.
You're not doing any more impressions. You've been picked up so many times, you're starting to grow handles. I'm the guy that's always left with a broken heart. You dirty rat. You dirty rat. You left me back. Bring the teeth and start wiggling around in your foot right now. All right. Now, here's your important part. You got to put the upper teeth
fuck you. Let me finish.
Thank you.
little diamond rose. I love a little diamond.
Man, oh man, he was from Fruitsville.
Jesus, what a way to make a living. No, they're not real, please. They're just dead rubber ones. You want one? Here, hold my snake, bitch. Don't drop them. Ooh, cuckoo head. Listen, I want to get one thing straight. First of all, just me. This is all just part of the show. I just want you to know that I am macho as hell. And I'm 6'2". He makes me so mad I could crush grapes. He's a good looking woman. So listen. Tell me back there. He's so stupid. He thinks Star Wars is a movie about Sonny and Cher. It's true. He's a real dummy. He got mad at his typewriter. He thought it was pregnant because he missed two periods. Just teasing. Just teasing. Shut up, you dumb bitches! Let me fetch it. We just got back from Florida. We were down in Miami Beach for a while. And I'll tell you something. They do not like you to talk about this down there. I mean, Anita Barr is pissed off. She is one mad bitch. And I couldn't understand it, you know, coming from Hollywood, where I come from, but you do. This guy's laughing awful hard. To identify with this entire thing, going on. He's not in Hollywood. Even the truck driver stop like this. And, you know, grab my truck. And when you go there, they get your baby baptized, so I'll have a fairy godfather. So it's that kind of place. But in Florida, we just couldn't understand what the big hubbub was all about, especially coming from a state whose main export is fruit. Couldn't understand. Isn't that right, Kitty?
Sure. Get away from me.
Here, Dave, take the mic stand now. I'm done.
No more late night conferences for you. You see, that's what happens when you get breastfed by a car. Hey.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
If you don't like my guacamole, I'd like to dip your chips so deep.
Stanley Stage. Thank you very much again, Stanley. There's Tommy Tambourine. Isn't he wonderful? Yeah. And behind me, the great backing group that we got in New York City, the Motley Crue. They'll be here in person tomorrow night. This is just a videotape version. Bad guys, your parole officers are out there. I don't know what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, the Laughing Dog. Our conductor arranger, Mr. Harold Jones. And of course, you know little teeny tiny Davy Jones. Isn't he cute?
Oh! Oh, just a minute.
There's a hair on your chest.
Yes, I'm getting them,
got a hair on your chest.
Every time the wind blows, this one cracks like a whip.
Okay, everybody, put your hands together now. Yeah.
Show.
Right now, at this point, I'd like to introduce you to the band that's been traveling with David and Vicky throughout the country. And from Brooklyn, New York, please give a nice Buffalo welcome to the Laughing Dog.
Someone's finished. Yes. This is the second show, you know that.
Don't go bye-bye.
That's finished yet.
Don't go bye-bye.
We're going to do another song now. There's new people in here, you know. They're not all the same people. But the guy that draws on me anyway. You're going to sing something different this show.
Thank you.
entertainment, folks.
Tell yourself you don't. Deep inside you still care. Yeah.
here. Hope you don't mind us rehearsing up here. We don't have any other opportunity. We'll take this opportunity to introduce the rest of these turkeys up here on stage. It's a special added pleasure tonight to be able to get this fantastic band with us. The parole officers said that we can have them for an extra day. They have to be back on the farm tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, from New York, the Laughing Dogs. Our conductor arranger, Mr. Harold Jones. And working the spotlight, my lovely wife, Trina. Keep it all in the family.